You are now entering a land unlike any other. You are now entering Dreamland. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Now Entering Dreamland, a podcast about dreams, sleep, and everything in between. My name is Stacey Axler, and I'm your host, and I want to welcome back everyone who has been to Dreamland before. We're happy to have you back. And also welcome to those of you joining us for the first time. We're glad to have you here. This episode is a little different than any of the previous episodes. It's not an interview style. It is more so an episode about me talking about a sleep issue that I've had since I was a teenager, and that is my struggles with falling asleep and staying asleep, what some may call insomnia. When I was a teenager, about 13 to 14, I was in the junior high, middle school age, is when I really noticed that I was struggling with both falling asleep and staying asleep. I distinctly remember there were these instances when I was about in seventh grade where I just couldn't fall asleep until 3, 4 a.m., and then I would fall asleep in my first period class, which was Spanish class back then, and my Spanish teacher was very, very angry at me, and I would be reprimanded, but I was just so tired. Over the years, I've fluctuated with having insomnia. Some years will pass, and I will fall asleep right on time whenever I need to. Other years, this year in particular, I'm just really struggling with falling asleep and getting good quality sleep. It's like, it's just hard for me to do. So for this episode, instead of just talking at you all about my inability to fall asleep and stay asleep, I thought, especially because insomnia is more well known and I think more widely experienced, I thought it would be interesting to provide you all a point in time type of episode. So I recorded little tidbits of my thoughts and my rants all during the times I wasn't able to fall asleep, sometimes going up to around 1:30, 2 a.m. And those snippets are going to be what make up the majority of the episodes, and then I'm going to do a talk back about it after I display those. So sit back, relax, you're now entering Dreamland. I am not a scientist, I am not a doctor, and I wanted to say that right up front. I do marketing. I know virtually nothing about a scientific study, but I wanted to make this as science-based as I possibly could. So I recorded the clips for this episode over the span of 2 nights, back to back. The very first night took place the Friday after Thanksgiving, what some may call Black Friday, and that night I did as close to my regular routine as possible. So I didn't really leave the house that day. I typically, in the past, this is pre-COVID, I would leave the house quite a bit. I was very active. I would do a lot of different things. And by active, I don't mean sports or athleticism. I meant I was just going different places. I used to walk a lot because I take public transportation into work. So I'd walk to the metro. I would walk from the metro to my job. I'd walk from my job to meet up with friends or to perform comedy, which I did quite often in pre-COVID. But because of COVID, I have been very apprehensive about leaving my house unless absolutely necessary. So this Friday, on Black Friday, I mostly stayed inside, played some video games, ate some food. I did some video chats. So the recordings that you hear now are me just having a very, very normal day and kind of my struggles with sleep after a very normal routine for me. It is 11:30-ish p.m. I just took a Tylenol PM to try to entice myself to go to sleep. We'll see what happens.
The time is 1:14 a.m. I am still not able to sleep. I do feel like more tired than I did when I first recorded. So I am lying down to put the video game away. Let's see what happens. It is 9:30-ish. Just woke up properly after falling asleep shortly after I made that last recording. I'm really tired. I think I got about 7 hours of sleep. If I went to sleep around 2, woke up now, it's about 7 hours, so at least I got something, and I'm happy about that, but I'm just so tired. Ugh.
So just a recap on that day that I just revealed to you all. I got a little less than 7 hours of sleep. I woke up very tired, and I woke up the very next day, that Saturday, and I started recording again. So this Saturday, I try to do everything right. So I ate breakfast. I don't always eat breakfast, and I don't know if eating breakfast has anything to do with your quality of sleep, but again, I'm trying to do everything right. I'm putting that in air quotes. So I ate some breakfast. During the middle of the day, I actually got up and I did a few different things. I actually went outside and I took a walk, a pretty lengthy walk around in the sunshine, which I am told that sun and walking and just exercise is good for you. I did some video calls. I made sure to turn off most of my electronic devices. So I turned off my computer and I turned off my television. And I tried to relax in the evening. So here is the product of what happened that following day, Saturday night.
It is 6 p.m. I just had some, what I like to call, outside time. So I went outside, I took a walk, a pretty substantial walk actually, and spent some time in the sun, which I have been told both of those things will help me sleep better. Time will tell, but those are the steps I took today. It is around 11 p.m. I just used some lavender lotion on my extremities because I've heard that lavender helps to relax you. I hope that's the case. I know I have my phone out to make this recording, but I also have turned off the TV, turned off my computer, and I am going to read a book. So I hope all of these things help lull me into sleep. I really hope.
I also just took a Tylenol PM.
The time is 12:34. After all the steps that I took that I just detailed, you know, a little while ago, I have to say, this is definitely the most tired I've felt in a while, and like to the point where I'm at that tired state where I think I am about to go to sleep. So I am signing off this recording and hopefully we'll be sleeping very soon.
I got around 8.5, almost 9 hours of sleep Saturday night into Sunday, which is really, really good for me. Uninterrupted sleep. I even had a very vivid dream that I will detail in my dream diary on this channel. And, you know, I can't say that I feel very refreshed because I know I'm kind of running a sleep deficit right now. A sleep deficit is basically, and I know not everyone agrees that sleep deficits even exist, but from my understanding, a sleep deficit is when you're not sleeping or you're not sleeping well. Even if you get 8 to 10 hours of sleep in one night, your body is still going to crave sleep because it needs to make up all the hours it's lost. So I do feel refreshed, but there is still part of me that wishes I could sleep more, which I guess is what a sleep deficit is, if you believe in sleep deficits. I definitely feel as though when I do everything in air quotes right, I do get better, more quality sleep. I know I should be getting out more and just doing some more exercise things and just trying to tire myself out. But I think it's very difficult to do when every fiber of my being is saying, you should not go outside because it's dangerous out there. But there's probably some indoor methods to get my heart rate up and get myself a little bit more tired. I also feel like the lavender, I don't know if it's a placebo effect or maybe it actually did help, but I feel like in this instance last night, it did actually help me. So these are some good things for me to take away moving forward. And if you also are dealing with sleep issues, maybe these will help you as well. Some other takeaways while I am wrapping up this episode, I feel like between the hours of 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. are the hours where my mind kind of begins to wander and I begin to think about things, memories from the past that I haven't thought about in years. Sometimes they are good memories, but oftentimes they are bad memories, things I want to forget, things that I regret doing or regret having been done to me. That's very interesting. I feel like I don't know what it is about the hours between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. I don't know if it's just me. I don't know if other people are experiencing this, but that is something I noticed. It reminds me a lot of in SpongeBob, how that narrator who has the accent always says 3 hours later, and you cut to 3 hours later, and I feel like it's very similar to me. I go to bed, and I'm lying in bed at midnight, and then around 2 a.m. or 3 a.m., there I am still staring at the ceiling, very, very upset, because my brain has just wandered and thought about a bunch of unpleasant things. I know I probably should not be playing video games or watching TV when I can't sleep. However, I simply hate just laying in bed, not being able to sleep for hours on end. I feel like that's worse. I feel like that makes me very stressed. And everything that I have heard says that, you know, you shouldn't equate your bed with a place of stress. Like, that's also why you shouldn't do work in your bed. You should find another designated space to do work. And I think that that does make sense. And it is a good takeaway because sometimes I do work while sitting in bed. So I'm going to try to hold myself to that and try to not equate my bed with a place of stress. If you deal with insomnia, if you have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep, I would love to hear from you. What tactics do you do? What strategies do you have to help fall asleep? I would love to learn about it. And that's all we have for this episode of Now Entering Dreamland. We're going to be back next week, next Sunday, with a brand new episode. It's going to be an interview style episode, which is very exciting, one of my favorite things to do. If you want to keep up with Now Entering Dreamland, there is a website, nowenteringdreamland.com, which has not just these podcast episodes, but a dream diary and sleep resources right there. You are now leaving Dreamland, but we'll see you next time.